Tales of the stupid. Stupid.
Are we supposed to cheer?
Tonight, I'm going to actually start off because mine is not really too much of a laugh. It's kind of just shake your head and just cry at just how bad things are.
Put up your hand. Face the palm towards you about 6 feet. You don't want 6 inches away because you don't want to hit yourself too hard, and prepare.
No, I'm actually going to break one of my rules, and I'm actually going to mention my real name because this is actually part of the story. My real name, for those of you who probably know that if you've been listening to all of this shit long enough, is Desmond Allen Kilroy. But that's not my real name. I know that sounds like it's a gag. It's not. I'm adopted. However, I was never legally adopted. The whole paperwork, for various reasons, part of it because, well, during an adoption, the birth mother has up to 30 days to change her mind. My parents wanted to keep me. My birth mother showed up at day 28 to actually ask for me back. My adopted parents fled the country, which is part of the reason why I ended up in New York for 15, 16 years. I don't mind saying that because my parents are both dead, so there's no legal ramifications they can do that. They can't actually blame me for this, so it's fine. So anyhow, I was never legally adopted. Now, when I came back to Canada, because the fact that I did not know this at the time, social services issued me a Canadian S card, so a Social Security card, in my adoptive name without it being in my birth name. But when I finally got my birth certificate, it's still in my birth name. So, which is Hubeck. So, all of my ID, for the most part, other than my birth certificate, is in my last name, Kilroy.
Yes.
My birth certificate is, however, says Hubeck. Now, a few years back, I let my BCID expire, and I didn't go in to renew it right away. Always renew your ID, your license, whatever, right away. I should have known this. I didn't. So, when it came time that I needed it for something, I wanted to go down to Mexico, this created a problem, and I actually had to get a notary to pay $50 to get a notary to stamp something.
That
so
you
I
are
could,
who you say you
I am
are.
Who I say I am, so I could leave the country. This is before the whole passport thing.
If we don't know who you are, we can't have you leave the country.
Anyhow, I know, it makes no sense. So, I went down to go renew my license, my BCID, and they said no. Because I don't have any ID that proves that I'm Kilroy. Despite the fact that I have an expired one that says Kilroy, despite the fact that my Social Security card says Kilroy, despite the fact that my medical card says Kilroy, despite the fact that my security license says Kilroy, despite the fact that everything I have says Kilroy, except for my birth certificate, they wouldn't let me renew it. So I went around and tried to find out what I had to do, and they said, well, what you're going to have to do is change your name. I'm like, okay. So I've got to change my name to Kilroy. I could have done that when I was 18, just never got around to it. I mean, other than my birth certificate, it's never been an issue before. So, all right, no problem. So I go down to get the paperwork. Well, they give me the paperwork. Well, I fill it in. I take the whole thing. I've got all the stuff. I've got the stamps. I've got to have been to a notary, once again proving that I'm who I say I am. I go in, put the paperwork down in front of the clerk. You have to go to the RCMP to get the paperwork for your name changed. And they look down at this, and they look at it, and they go, yeah, we can't accept this. Pardon? Well, you don't have any ID that says you're Kilroy. You don't have any current ID that says you're Kilroy. The only current ID says you're Hubeck. We can't accept this. But I need to get my name changed so I can get some ID. Yeah, well, until you get your ID, we can't let you change your name.
So this has become an Abbott and Costello routine. Yes.
So I'm looked at the clerk and I said, okay, this is starting to get Kafka-esque. Franz Joseph Kafka, writer, wrote stories about how people are dragged under by the machinery of bureaucracy. So anybody who's a little bit literate might know that. If you don't know it, you would assume that I'm talking about an author, right?
Yes.
Okay, her quote was, sir, you don't have to curse at me.
And there you go.
Yeah, there's your head.
I told you your hand would be needed. If you're not rubbing your face vigorously.
Rewind and listen to that again.
Fuck, wow.
Yeah. So, really? So, fortunately, a friend of ours, can we say her name? She's moved away and is currently working for... She called us the other day?
Government.
Government?
She could say her first
name. Okay, Elena. Elena was a friend of ours, and she worked for... One of her jobs was she was kind of a volunteer at the local MP's office. And so she suggested, quite rightfully, that I go through the MP. So I wrote a letter to him explaining my friend...
MP means Member of Parliament.
Yeah, my Member of Parliament. Thank you. My MP wrote back... And got a letter saying, you know, this is a phone number. If I have any problems, I should call. So I go in. I take all of this to, once again, to the licensing bureau to get my new BCID. And I have all of this. And I explained what I've been through. And they call out their supervisor. And their supervisor comes over and they look at all of it. And then the supervisor goes into the next room. And they argue, and I literally sit and watch them arguing behind glass for like 5 minutes. Then one of them goes out and makes a phone call, and the phone call lasts for 10 minutes. And I'm just standing there, and there's a lineup. I mean, it's the DMV, right? Yeah. So you know roughly what kind of lineups you normally get in there.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
So I'm standing there for 15 minutes just watching all of this fucking idiocy go on. Finally, they come back out, and they said, and I quote, okay, we're going to pretend we didn't see your birth certificate. Pardon? Yeah, we're going to pretend we don't see your birth certificate. Just put that away. You never gave it to us. All you have is this, and you're just trying to renew it on this. But I wouldn't be allowed. Yeah, we're going to let it go. So the same thing that was done 30 years ago when I first came to Canada... that created this whole problem has just been done again where somebody just kind of went, nah, just pretend it didn't happen. Because I'm just too fucking confusing, apparently, for our government.
They don't have a slot to put you in. They're like, they're holding you. You're the letter in their hand. And they're like, it doesn't have an area code.
I don't know what to do. Wow. So they gave me a new BCID, and I can now go and get the paperwork to get my name changed.
Yay.
Woot.
So did you?
I'm doing that in the process.
Yeah, you might want to consider that
before. Oh, my God, it expired again.
Yeah, let's just leave it.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It won't be a problem.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Thing is, I had renewed my license in between the first time I got it, my BCID, and just before I let it expire. I'd renewed it like 3 times because I'm old and you renew it every 5 years. And I'd renewed it 3 times and there had never been a problem because they could use the BCID to renew off of that. Yeah. The fact that I had to finally use something else, even though it says expired, you can't use it. And apparently they had to dance through so many fucking hoops on the computer. They had to literally lie on the computer in order to get it to accept it.
Getting civil servants to lie for you. You didn't even have to spend any money.
Time is money. So, yes,
yeah,
I spent a lot.
Yeah, you just had to be a big enough pain in the ass. And, it's fine.
So this leads me into my tale of the stupid. You brought up that whole Kafka-esque swearing at it.
Yeah.
Okay, I was working at an open strip mall. Okay. And I was walking around pulling on doors. And I come around the corner, and there's this lady with this little terrier dog. And she's, like, breaking branches off the tree in the parking lot, throwing them for the dog to chase. And the dog would bring the branch back. And then she wouldn't bend down to pick up the branch. She ripped another one off the tree and, like, threw it for her dog. I watched her do this, like, 3 times. And I'm like, miss, could you move along? You know, those trees, I mean, the little... You wouldn't know it, but those little skinny little trees that you see in your mall parking lots, they cost about $1,500 a piece.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm like, yeah, can you go somewhere else? You know, pick up one of the branches and go down to the dog park, you know, move along? And she's like, well, Mr. Security, I guess I could do that. And I'm like, and while you're at it, could you be a little less facetious? And she's like, what? Are you swearing at me? Fuck you! fuck you and your fucking, who do you think you are, security guard? And I'm like,
she didn't know what the word.
I froze. Yeah. It's like,
how do you have, she didn't know what the word facetious meant. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
What do you do? You're just like, oh, you're so stupid, you could be dangerous. It's like, you don't look dangerous. But,
well, she had the dog.
You know, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Did you maybe try talking to the dog?
No, I actually tried.
It might have helped.
After I came into it, I actually tried explaining what facetious meant. That's how stunned I was.
Yeah.
I actually attempted, and I was like, no, facetious means that you're being sarcastic in a nasty way. You know, like you're being humorous, but nobody finds it humorous. You know, that kind of thing. You're. And she's like, oh. And that's all she's like, oh. And then she's just standing there looking at me, and I'm like, so are you going to leave? Like, yeah. I wasn't being facetious.
Yeah, like, I was being serious. Get the fuck out.
This is how the word is used.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's a short but sweet little tale of my odyssey of stupid, but there you go. It's all over the place.
Okay. Mayhem, have you got one for us?
Yeah, try not to be facetious.
Actually, unless anybody's got a suggestion for me, I have absolutely no tale of the stupid. I cannot think of anything.
Oh,
hold at your wrist. Hold at your wrist. Oh.
Kid Kami?
I have two. One short one and one that's a little more in-depth.
Okay. We've got time.
Somebody here didn't take the time to come up with one.
So we'll start with a short one. Give you something to think about. Yes. You heard that one.
That's right.
Cry.
I'm crying in the corner.
It's not all you normally do in the corner.
Well, it is your house, so I have to make myself at home.
And the curtains just aren't as nice as the last place.
Moving on. Okay, every day I have to head out into.
I don't know if you can pick up the sound.
Cat making popcorn.
Yeah, you probably can't hear it, but the cat is obscenely distracting. Anyways, I will try to ignore the feline creature. Every day I have to travel for an hour and a half on transit to reach my college in the city.
Oh, wait, this is a tale from the Loser Cruiser, technically.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this isn't actually on the transit. This is actually at the transit depot. So
that still counts.
Still counts.
Okay. So I'm sitting at Surrey Central SkyTrain station one day. I'm just waiting for the bus to come. Of course, Langley Transit once every half an hour if you're lucky. And of course, the SkyTrain gets there just as it leaves. But that's another matter entirely. Fuck TransLink. Now, technically, TransLink property is a no smoking, no alcohol, no anything zone. Legally, you can be fined and so on and so forth. And there was this woman there, morbidly obese to the point that you wonder how her legs actually keep her upright, who is currently lighting up right underneath the no smoking sign. And she's got a little girl, maybe 2 years old, with her. You know, obviously her daughter or something.
Snack.
Earthquake preparedness kit.
God, not that again.
Is she fat too? Because that's definitely it.
No. Now, she goes through, she chain smokes about two or three cigarettes and then starts moving down towards her bus stop at a slow slither, I guess is the best way to describe her motion. Now, this guy who's sitting at this train station there just kind of says to her, you know, it's probably not a good idea to smoke around your kid. And she loses her mind. You know, criticizing her parenting, and she's going to call the police, and so on and so forth.
I would hand her a cell phone. Yeah. I want to see what the cop's going to say.
Yeah, I love that.
It was first, she's doing something illegal. Second, she's being retarded.
Yeah.
Third, social services would lose their minds.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're a little too fucking anal. I mean, I know it's not good to do around kids, and it isn't good to do around kids, but I don't think social services has the right to step in and
No, but again, I would like to see what the cops said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
The
totally.
911 operator would be like, ma'am, we don't respond to rudeness.
Yeah.
This is not Iceland.
This is the entire time. I'm just... The entire time I'm sitting there and I'm giggling uncontrollably.
Yeah.
So, of course, everyone thinks so about drugs. It's Surrey Central.
Yeah, well, it is Surrey Central,
so
yes.
You and everyone else.
And I just, it's like, you know, I've got, you know, peanut gallery I can
watch. You turn to your left and there's a guy giggling there and he's like, what are you giggling about? Do you see the Smurfs? You're like, no, I'm laughing at the fat woman who's smoking. He's like, oh, yeah, that's funny too.
I never saw that.
Is she real?
Oh, God, I thought that was a hallucination.
Like, she's real.
Now, that, of course, isn't especially uncommon, depressingly enough, as it may be.
Yeah.
The more in-depth subject is, of course, I'm unfortunately going to college and dealing with these uppity bastards who are, you know, have more money than God and are there for the environment, you know, being around people and partying and fuckheads like that. And there's me who can't afford to eat 3 days out of the week. Now, I'm sitting in my poli-sci class one day, and equality comes up as a subject we're discussing.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
As the course is contemporary ideologies, and we're talking currently about liberalism, so equality is one of the big key points behind liberalism, so of course it's being discussed. And during the break, native rights, of course, comes up.
Am I going to have to leave the room for
pitchforks and torches? Well, be involved.
You'll get angry, but then you'll laugh at the end. There's a great little ending to this.
Okay.
Now, I'm very much of the opinion that I don't believe we should take the rights away from natives, but everyone else should get the same rights. That's currently my point of view. Everyone should get universal education and things like that.
Okay, that's way too logical.
Yeah, I was having a discussion with three other people who it's a fairly rational, intelligent conversation. And I was just kind of saying, you know, the natives don't really want to integrate because they'll be assimilated and lose everything that they are. And I'm pointing out, you know, I'm Dutch in heritage. I hold on to that very strong. I still value what my heritage is, and I can still integrate and work with the rest of society. And this woman behind me chirps in and says, I don't know if you realize this, but that's incredibly racist. It's an exact quote. Because I was saying that natives are being regressive. And I was just kind of saying, you know, it's not a universal trait. I recognize that. There's plenty of bands in the Okanagan which integrate really well with people around them. And, you know, then I went on further into my analysis that, you know...
Well, of course, you said something bad about a minority.
Well, yeah, and I'm just saying that minorities can integrate without losing what really makes them what they are. And she's saying, well, you can't compare that. It's not the same. I'm like, what, because I'm a white minority rather than a brown minority? So,
in college, you say.
Yes. So, I've brought this up a few points. It always comes up, you know, I've said a few times, does discrimination stop at skin color? That's one of the lines I use all the time. And this goes back and forth. It gets uglier and uglier and uglier.
No, I hate the Dutch. I hate people who are intolerant of other people's cultures. And the Dutch.
Of course. But the great part is that you have a fourth guy. He intervenes. He's a native.
What did he say?
And he talking to the girl, and you know what? You're retarded. Because he was from one of the Okanagan bands, which actually knows how to work with people and realizes it can actually benefit society as a whole, rather than just standing on the reserve and all those white men took our land and we should just fuck them.
Oh, God, I wish I had been there. What was her response other than to shut up?
Well, her response was just to shut up and try and look scarce. But the amusing part is she's one of the people who has to talk about everything, and everything was a personal battle for her. I've done a little bit of digging. She's the foreign relations expert for the student union. So, you know, her opening statement is, you're a racist. So think about her diplomatic skills there.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
Yeah.
You need to make it your life goal to destroy her.
Well, I've done it a few times.
Could you get her here? Can we have her on the...
We could tear
get her
apart.
Phone number. We'll call her while we're recording the show.
She'd probably sooner shank me than actually listen to me. As yesterday...
Again, that could be a diplomat. Well, if we film the show.
You're chasing her around the fucking table.
Last Friday was a discussion of feminism as an ideology.
Oh.
Now, generally the conversation was very...
BD is just sitting here giggling to himself. You have to see it. It's beautiful.
The discussion started off very civil until she piped up.
Yeah.
But then she brought up all the key words, you know, patriarchal, misogynist bastards make up the majority of society and things like that. And I just kind of mentioned, you know, when I got out of high school...
Get her to spell it.
My big thing after getting out of high school was just trying to find, like, an entry-level job I could use to save up for school, but I couldn't. Most of my friends, though, that were relatively good-looking women had no problems whatsoever. So I was bringing that up as an example. You know, gender discrimination isn't only just one way, depending on the context. And she was saying, well, that doesn't count as discrimination.
Yeah. No, it's a thing I've seen before where racism can only occur from a white male. I've seen that before, and I don't get it, but I've actually heard that line before, and I always end up, you know, hammering my head into a table and before I start hammering theirs. Yeah.
I've tried to discuss afterwards, you know, my point of view is not that, you know, this...
By the way, the next time she says the uses the word misogynist, mm-hmm. I have a little quote for you. This is my favorite quote in the world. It's by a writer from the 1920s called H.L. Mencken. Mm-hmm. Mencken said, "A misogynist is a man who thinks poorly of women as women think of each other." Use that one.
Very good.
But I mean, as I was going on, I kept trying to say, you know, all discrimination is bad. I don't care who, what, where, when, how. And then come up, you know, hate crimes are the most retarded thing to ever be developed in the legal system.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you kill someone, it shouldn't matter if they were black, white, or purple.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yes.
I had something similar happen when I was in college years ago. We were it was just a philosophy 101. It was the base philosophy course. We were spending like 2 days discussing theology. That was it. And we managed to come up with the whole base of the existence of God. And so the teacher called for somebody to argue for the existence of God and against it.
You ordered like, for or against?
I argued against. And
why am I not surprised?
The thing is I had actually read the textbook, unlike some people.
Yeah.
So I knew what he was asking for.
Yeah, you gave
so
the argument.
Word for word, gave like three different philosophers reasons.
Yeah.
Arguing against the existence of God, whether or not I believe it or not, it was from the textbook.
Yeah.
And I had this lady, four rows behind me, go off, like jumped up, her chair goes backwards, she starts going, just, you know, who are you to question the Lord and when she wound herself down. The class was just like...
Cricket, cricket,
cricket,
cricket.
Because at this point, I had stood up. And I'm like, what? Like, because she got personally insulting. She's like, you've never experienced anything spiritual and blah, blah, blah. And you know, you don't have any love in your life. And I'm like, oh, bitch, you didn't go there. And my teacher just... And so I have my back to the front of the class, and I'm looking at this woman, and we're arguing. I'm yelling at her. She's yelling at me. And the teacher comes walking past me, looks over his shoulder, goes, sit down. And I'm like, yes, sir. And I sit down. And he grabs this woman by the arm, physically grabs her by the arm, and pulls her out of his classroom. And, I mean, he's this old philosophy professor. Okay, he taught up at SFU, and he taught down here part-time at Kwantlen. And he pulls her out into the hall, and he barely gets the door closed before he goes, he starts like, who the fuck do you think you are? And I'm like, well, that's a logical start to the debate. And he's like, if you pull this shit in my class ever again, you will be ganked from this school. Like, he just goes off for like 5 minutes. And then there's like this pause. She's like, I'm sorry. And then they come back in and he's like straightening his tie. And he's like, she's gonna be back later. And he closes the door and like, okay, now where were we? And I never saw her again. She was never in that class again. I don't know what happened to her. But people just don't, like, you're there to learn. Like, it's not like I was personally attacking her spirituality. I literally was word for word quoting stuff from the textbook. Like, if you don't have an interest in what you're learning, like, if you don't agree with it...
Well, yeah. The most dangerous thing in
don't
the world...
Don't take the class!
The most dangerous thing in the world to attack is an idea.
Well, weren't attacking it. We were learning ideas.
No, I understand that. But what you said, the very nature of what you said attacked her ideas.
Okay, but it wasn't me.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you don't understand. There is no logical response to someone who attacks an idea. That's the problem. And remember, we've been talking about this for five episodes now.
Yeah.
God, I almost had a malcontent moment of counting there. That
his presence is still here.
His presence is felt in the room, yes. But and literally, when you get to a conversation, if you cannot debate rationally... Don't try.
Yeah.
But...
he was like eating your cat.
Are you eating my cat?
I'm hungry. I'm eating the earthquake preparedness.
Well, don't. What happens if there's an earthquake?
There's another one upstairs.
Imp's fast. He'll run.
Yeah, Imp's fast.
Okay, come here.
Yeah. Move it, fat ass. All right, so anyhow, you were saying, did you finish?
Well, yeah, there's just the great little end part on top of that is my professor is an ex-Marine.
Nice. U.S. Marine?
Yes, U.S. Marine. He left after a second tour in Vietnam. He said, fuck this shit.
I'm going to Canada.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
And he became a poli-sci instructor?
Yeah. So essentially, he says, the girl sitting in front
of me... Remember, I was trying to explain to you folks what irony is?
That would be it.
And first spit take of the night.
Yep.
So essentially what happened is she's sitting in the row in front of me, so she's turned around to address me directly, because it's a personal battle for her, and I'm addressing the class as a whole as an actual...
Wait. Did your teacher move up behind her and double ace her?
Well, no, he's sitting on the table behind there, kind of playing with his marine ring, giggling.
I believe the quote is, dance, puppets, dance.
Well, it's because he recognizes I'm trying to have a rational discussion, and she's just flipping out because it's a personal battle for her. Yep. And he's watching this, because from any debate perspective, I'm the one behaving like an intelligent human being.
Yeah.
And she's the raving Sarah Palin.
Yeah. A raving Sarah Palin.
Like that, there's any other kind.
That image is going to haunt me tonight when I sleep.
I mean, some of the other little add-ons is she brought up the point, I was mentioning the retail example, and she's saying, well, women do better in that because, you know, it's the male have created the society of that women have to be in the...
Subservient position.
Yeah. So then, the image perception. She's saying that wearing tight black leggings is pants.
Wow. You're not familiar with the... Ask her if she is familiar with the term irony.
That's because nobody wants to buy the car from the 400-pound fat man.
That sounds like a pretty sturdy car.
They'd rather buy the car that the hot blonde is standing next to. It's like that billboard.
Have you seen
that? It's a billboard in L.A. that has this... It's just this hot woman in a bikini, and the caption is, you'd buy anything that I'm standing next to.
Yeah.
You know, a story we forgot to mention, too, was the billboard about the...
Oh, yes. After
you're...
That's pretty much just the gist of it, so...
Okay, well, let's get through the Tales of the Stupid, then we'll bring up the billboards.
Yes.
Do you have a Tales of the Stupid, Robin? Because I don't really have any.
Come on, brave Sir Robin.
Yeah, I got...
BD.
Thousands.
BD.
Some of them don't even involve me. I'll go whip out an old one. It's because kind of the same theme that you did. So when I was in the military, the base that we used to work at all the time was downtown. It was probably about 10 minutes away from UBC down in Kitsilano.
Yep.
Right? Really great place for an army base. Right?
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, it's pretty much an entire little area made up of hippies.
It is definitely the arts community of Vancouver.
Well, yeah. Was this where they have the artillery base?
No, that's down near the...
Because I like that it's within firing distance of UBC.
No. This one's like on where the Vancouver, like the UBC Yacht Club is. And stuff.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
You can walk to UBC in 15 minutes from this place.
Oh, nice.
Right, and it's like, yeah, it's between UBC and Kitsilano, so it's like hippie central. And like because we drive through there every time we come back from exercises or we go out and drive. We drive right through downtown, like Kitsilano, and we get all these hippies like looking at all these army vehicles and people in uniform going by, and they hated it. Oh, they hated it, especially when, you know, they just started kicking off in Afghanistan in 2001, 2002, and then they started invading Iraq. It was a pretty hot topic.
Yeah.
Right, in 2003. So, yeah, we'd get shit thrown at us. People would, like, yell at us on the street, like, calling us baby killers. And, like, and our official policy, right, we had always been told, like, just ignore them, right? If somebody asks you a question, you can politely say that it's not your job to answer them. We can't answer them. And you can direct them towards the website if they have a question. Everything else, just ignore it. And just call everyone sir and ma'am, right? We were specifically told this. So, you know, we do this. And everyone was usually pretty good about it. And we would go for lunch in uniform sometimes. And we were out for lunch one day. And we walked past this woman that was really, really quite, like, hip. Like, she was wearing, like, I don't know, flannels or something. Whatever. She's
fucking
she's,
patchouli.
Yeah, forever.
Coming off of
forever,
her.
Right? And she looks at us and she goes, "Huh, baby killers." And she spits at us, right?
Wow!
Yeah. So, and I'm like, wow, baby killers. And my buddy Morgan and my other buddy Mark are there, and they're both sort of like, okay, whatever, just ignore her. And I'm like,
no.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say something. So I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm like, pardon me, ma'am, because I said ma'am, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, did you just say that we're baby killers? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, who told you about that? That shit's top secret. And she looks at me, and then she, and like Mark and Morgan are like putting their hands on my arm, and they're like trying to like, they're like, they're smiling, right? They're like, all right, let's go. We're gonna go back to this. And I'm like, I'm just like, no, it's all right. It's cool. Just let me go. Wait, because we're going back right now to go like bayonet some Cabbage Patch dolls for training. That's what we do. We scream, and then they have them on this little loop, and we just, ah! We just bayonet out of them. We fill them up with ketchup so it's extra realistic. But seriously, there's like a security leak or something, because you know our plans. That's all we do, pretty much. That and clean toilets. And then I just sort of like looked at her and I smiled again, and she's just sort of like looking at me, and yeah, I guess she's just kind of expecting us to leave, and she just sort of like I don't know what was going on inside her head, but she thought I was going to start like beating her or hitting her with a fire hose or something. Like she was having flashbacks. So I think sometimes if you play into their stupidity,
yeah,
like it just like has like an overload inside their head, like
it shuts them down.
It shuts them down. Like that's the best way to shut them down is just,
well, because
play
it's not an original thought.
Mind.
It's not their thought.
Yeah. No.
When you show that kind of a statement to be totally absurd,
yeah,
they don't have anything to replace it with because they didn't come up with it in the first place, so they can't defend their position.
There is no rank of thought. There is no steps that they want to get to that idea. They literally just
they're just parroting everything their peer group has told them.
So when you step outside of the script,
like the proper soldier response is to look at you haughtily,
yeah,
go, I can't address that, ma'am,
or
and walk
hit
away,
you, or hit you,
or
so
hit
you,
you,
so that
you, well, because that's what all uniformed thugs do,
yeah.
I mean that's all our present day military is uniformed thugs.
Yeah.
I mean that's all they do is beat people and clean toilets.
I wish to God I had been there, because my response would have been something to the effect of that so I would start with a recipe.
Well, I mean, afterwards I asked her, I'm like, you're not like working for them, are you?
Like, what, working for the babies?
Babies? They're our greatest enemy.
we must stop the babies now.
They must be destroyed at all costs! Oops. Didn't take too kindly to that.
Yeah, them and the Huskies.
I did get a lot of charges in my time in the military.
Did you really?
Gee, I wonder why.
Consists of, you know, Corporal Ellison did not shut his mouth. Corporal Ellison should have shut his mouth. And actually, I got this one of my personal evaluation reports was, Corporal Ellison's behavior is excellent for morale and very bad for undermining the leadership.
So, excellent for morale.
Excellent for morale.
This is what happens when a class clown becomes a soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they sent you to Cambodia?
Yeah. No, the military didn't.
Yeah, that was just my own personal fun. That was for money, though. I was serious. I got way more money than that from the Army.
Well, let's not talk about that. There may be some pendings charging or something.
No, it's all official. I stamped all the paperwork. I didn't read it because it was in Cambodian, but... It's all Khmer, so I don't know what the fuck. It's all squiggly, squiggly. Yeah, that looks good. I don't even know why they bothered. Like, they're like, yeah, you can read this, right? Sign it. Like,
you look at the paperwork, and then you look around the room to see if anyone's laughing. If no one's laughing, sign the paper.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Oh, yeah!
You sign it. You now are slave.
Like, just fake sign it, and then see what the reaction is.
Like, seriously.
No? Okay.
It's like, so... This paperwork's good. I'm not going to go to, like, the International War Crimes Tribunal. Like, if I sign this, like... Like, you know, in 20 years' time, I'm going to get arrested and sent to The Hague and be like, is this your signature? Oh, shit. What does it say?
No. If I say no, what happens?
It's a full confession about that village that burned down in 2008. Oh.
Did I mention there was an endangered tiger in the village?
Yeah.
Aww.
All right, you're free to go. Yes.
All right. So you have nothing?
Nah.
He had the badass of the week.
Yeah, you did. Okay. So, well, anyhow, Cave Troll calls me up the other day. And
I made the mistake of listening to Coast to Coast.
Yeah, he was listening to Coast to Coast, which is George Norrie. If you don't know who he is...
Look him up.
Yeah, look him up, but don't listen.
He is a god of the radio.
I have to admit, actually, how he is able to tolerate those people is his tolerance...
Well, the thing is, he's got an open mic show for the... for like
crazy.
For the
tinfoil hat people.
He will take any phone call from the United States. I mean, the southern, like... Oh, just like the weirdest,
most
alien tinfoil cap chupacabra bullshit you have ever heard.
It's great radio, though. It's great.
So, anyhow, apparently, and I actually looked this up when I got home. He had a guest on that says that on May 21st, 2011, the world is coming to an end. And I'm like, huh?
Nice.
Yeah, okay, so what's this? And he then went on to say that these people, it's not just one guy saying this. You know, the reason they're saying this is according to the Bible, and I actually followed their logic. How they came to the 21st, I still haven't figured out, but I figured out how they came to 2011. According to one line that said after Noah, the world is basically, you shall have 7 days of safety or something to that effect. And then in something else in Paul, it says that a day is 1,000 years unto the Lord. So with that, apparently after the Noah's Ark landed and all the rest of it, we have 7,000 years before the world comes to an end. So that was what all of this is about. They break it down. They added 23 in some place. I'm not making this up. They really this like you follow the math, and it's the most convoluted.
And the thing is, it wasn't a Bible scholar that came up with it. It's some radio announcer in Philadelphia, I think.
Yeah. So he comes up with the fact that the world, this is supposed to be when the rapture is supposed to take place. So if you're not here to listen to this, we understand. But anyhow, yeah, supposedly...
Yeah, by the time you hear this, it's too late.
Too late, yeah. It's all supposed to end. So May 21st, 2011, the rapture is supposed to take place. Now, it's not...
Okay, that's not anything new. There's these death cults Christians that come up every...
day.
Every day. The thing is that it's caught on.
Yeah.
They have billboards in every major city in the United States and in over 50 different countries.
50 different countries, over 500 billboards. So I'm talking to Ronan Medic, if you remember the old What the Hell show. And we're talking about this, and he says, wait a second. May 21st? He says, yeah. He says, holy shit. Apparently out on Loheed Highway, there is actually a billboard that says... Jesus is Lord, rejoice in God, May 21st, 2011. He thought it was like the promo for a new Christian radio station that was about to start. No, it's the end of the world.
That's how they announce the end of the world? Like on a shitty billboard?
No, but there's a guy.
They can't have the sandwich signs anymore. So
there's this one group that's putting up all these billboards. There's like 100 of them in L.A., like they're putting up all these signs.
You cannot drive down a place in LA without running into one of these.
There's a private citizen. The private citizens are taking up the cause. There's a bus driver on the East Coast
in Philly.
In Philly.
Philly.
Okay. Who has on his hub? He's bought all the advertising space on every bus in his route, and has put this. You know, May 21st. You know, the kingdom will come.
Wow, like, they're going to be really pissed when May 22nd.
Like
comes
people
out.
Are spending, honestly. People are spending their savings. They're trying to get the word out. There's like leaflet campaigns. Nah, people are buying billboard space.
That's not how you do it, though. You got to be like May 21st, 2070. But everyone should give me money, and then I'll show you how to survive. Like they totally get wrong. You can't be like, yeah, next week.
So
and then in a week's time, you're like, oh, you're an idiot.
So this came from a radio announcer originally,
and to give Nord credit. He actually went, okay, so what happens when it doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Like, and the guy, I love the guy's response to this. Go ahead.
The guy's like, well, I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, I don't have to.
The line that I liked was, you'd be surprised
how many people
ask me that.
I'm not sure I would be surprised.
But he's like, I don't feel that that's really a problem.
Well, see,
I mean, he's like, you can't argue with the math.
No, but and it's there, proven, done, argument over.
Are you sure he didn't get this like from the lyrics of a Black Sabbath song or something like that?
Hey, well, maybe he got malcontent through the math form.
Yeah, it was malcontent. That's it.
See, I've heard the argument that you can say any date is going to be the Armageddon, because it's like that's the beginning of the end of the world.
Yeah.
And who knows how long it's going to take the world to end.
So my suggestion to Dak was that we all have to take a road trip out to Lougheed Highway and get pictures of us in front of the sign.
Yes, we should like, totally do that.
Fully yeah. endorse it.
No, wait. Is this like with a part of a church? Like, is this?
I don't
like
know if it's actually a church.
No, they're not. Actually, he was denouncing churches.
Oh, we've got to find out.
Like, people have to find their own
path. I
want to
find out
God.
Who put it up. Because if I can find out who put it up, like May 21st, we'll go. What we'll do is May 20th, we'll go find their house. And May 21st, like as soon as it hits midnight, we'll just start going, ooh, like shaking the doors. Like flying
get
around.
Down
like,
zombie
oh, God. Oh, God.
All we want to do is eat your brains. Yeah. We're not just, like, unreasonable.
Shake the windows and stuff and be like,
no one's
going to
eat your eyes.
No, really, we need to get pictures taken in front of the sign on May 22nd.
get a smoke machine out there and do the Thriller right on his front.
Like everything. Da, 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 da. Like whatever you can think of to fuck with this person. Because I want to see what the reaction is when they actually, like, oh
well,
my God,
actually,
I was right.
I'm worried.
Just start nailing a calendar to his door every day after.
Tap, 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 tap. 22nd, 23rd. This is getting tiresome. Just got a staple gun at that point. I'm actually worried because there was a group that was like this a few years ago. Does anybody else remember the Temple of...
it was a great game.
It was a group that was in there. Switzerland and France and Canada and the States. Not too much in the States.
They all killed themselves.
They committed suicide the day of the thing. And we're talking, there was like over 5,000 people worldwide that whacked themselves on this shit.
Chlorine in the gene pool.
No, I agree and everything, but the thing is, it's not just them. They took their children with them, too. One place, was it Switzerland, where it was like was 50 or 500 people in one church. Actually, they locked the doors and set fire to the church.
That's the way you do it.
And their children were there, too.
Yeah, well...
There's a lot.
They would have grown up to be just as stupid. So.
I can't be possibly. That way. I'm sorry.
It depends on where you sit on the nature nurture guy.
I think nurture does a lot of damage, but I think you can.
Okay,
get over
but I'm being the devil's advocate here. I'm being an ass, but quite frankly, that's what freedom of religion. That's the cost of having freedom of religion. That's the cost of your rights.
Is the
bullshit like that from these Mud Hut cultists?
Mud Hut cultists?
And Sean, ooh,
wow.
That's Mud Hut cultist TM, because Sean owns that phrase. So.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, but it is sick. It's really, really, it can be sick.
It's like when you're talking about gun laws, you know, people running around shooting people. That's the price of your Second Amendment. Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Yep.
That you don't want any more school shootings? Vote out the Second Amendment. I don't see everybody, oh, we could save all these children, but we have to give up our guns?
Think of the children.
Hey, NRA, think of the children. Like, you baby killers.
Ooh, ironic.
Let's not start this again.
See, that's why you have to get the babies before they grow up.
And use bayonets.
Yes. Yes.
They're tastier that way.
They have a limited amount of ammunition.
I am so glad we do not have an email address for people to get a hold
of us
yet.
We don't exist yet. We still don't exist.
Save all your complaints, too.
Care of Rant Radio.
I'm sure Sim would really love to get all that.
Sim will ignore your emails just like us.
Similar service. It's, you know, there's definitely some merit to it.
Well, it's kind of a short show, but like I said, we're missing Malcontent, and so...
It's almost 3 hours.
Was it almost 3 hours? Yeah. It was about 2.5 hours, I thought. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyhow, I'd like to wish everyone a good night. Take care, and we'll see who comes back. We'll see who's here.
Bon oui.
Oh, God.
Good night, lamp. Good night, table. Good night, leftover salsa.
Good night, guys.